chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging, creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Good morning to you, everyone. How are you doing today? Welcome, welcome, welcome for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. It is a wonderful, blessed day. We have a little showers here in D.C. I think the high is 60 right now. We're going up to 70. We're 70 now, and it's raining, and it's going to be 75 degrees high, partly cloudy. And then we have in Detroit, it is cloudy, very cloudy, 48 degrees, and it's going to be a high of 57. You will have bright, sunny skies around 5 p.m. today. In Richmond, Virginia, it is 72 degrees and partly cloudy. It's going to be that way all night, but it's going to be a high of 78 for you today. And my place, my love, Jacksonville, Florida, it is 74 degrees. You never let me down. And sunny. And your high is going to be 78 degrees. Yes, indeed. Dallas, you are cloudy at 67 degrees, and your high is going to be 77. So listen, I'm super excited about today. I can't wait to get the show started. I'm not going to delay you at all, but I just wanted to let you all know that are listening all over the world, you can always follow me. I want you to tag into Dr. Gina's Radio Chat on Facebook because my personal page, Dr. Gina R. Prince, is filled up. So you can join and keep up with all the activities, everything that's going on with Dr. Gina's Radio Chat on Facebook, on the Facebook page, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And also, if you want your fitness stuff, you can join me on my Health and Soul Facebook page. But tune in on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat to keep up with all radio stuff, all promotions, all interviews, and etc. Hosting and all of that stuff. You don't want to miss it. You want to be a part of it. And all updating coming events with comedian A-Train and myself and everyone else. Okay? I'm a part of the Dr. Gina's Radio Chat team. And also, I want you to go to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. DrGinaPrince.com, the website, and know that I'm on all social media. I am on Instagram, Gina R. Prince. I am on Twitter, Gina R. Prince. I am on Snapchat, Gina R. Prince. And I'm on Tumblr, Gina R. Prince. So you can follow me on all social media. I personally do respond to everyone. I keep up with everything. I update everything. I'm always on the go, and I'm keeping in communication with you guys. So follow me on that. I'm just so happy and so glad that you chose to be a part of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We got a fantastic show for you today. My buddy, he's going to be joining us in just a few minutes, Tony Grant. I fell in love with Tony Grant. That is absolutely my buddy. He's going to be joining us. He's an actor. He's actually Philip on Love Thy Neighbor, Tyler Perry's hit show, Love Thy Neighbor. And he's also the lead role, okay, the lead role in Love Jones, the musical. And he's also the lead role, also playing with Lisa Ray and Bill Bellamy. And Married But Single 2. I'm super excited to have him on, and he's just being blessed, and so many other opportunities are going on other than those things. He's got always busy and got stuff going on, so I'm so super glad and so excited that he was able to take the time out to talk to us and keep us dated and posted on what's going on with him, because he's got stuff going on. And also, we got Kayla Lauren. She's going to be bringing us 5 minutes of Slaying You. She's going to be bringing us our monthly fashion tips. And we also have my main man, celebrity comedian A-Train, who is going to join us to introduce the new team member, who is Alisa, I'm sorry, Alisa Brooks. She's going to be talking about branding and her new book and all of that. She's joining the team, and she's going to be on once a month, and she's going to be giving you tips and things like that. I'm super duper excited about all of the show today. And so now we're ready for Tony. Tony, thank you for joining us at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Hello, 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 hello.
Tony, listen, I'm telling you, I just got to say thank you for coming, because I know you are extremely busy, and I know the listeners are super excited. I know they've seen you in these plays, Love Jones. I know they've seen you in Married But Single Too, but I know that they know you too but for being Philip and Love Thy Neighbor, and you got so many other things going on. I just want to say welcome, but I just got to tell you this. I fell in love. Like, I don't have any favorite anything. I absolutely don't. Yeah. Anybody that knows me knows I don't have a favorite car. I don't have really a favorite color. I don't have a favorite anything. But I fell in love with you and Married But Single Too. I saw all of your talent laid out on that floor, on that stage. I fell in love. I told my manager, Joseph, who told Dakarius. I mean, because I just want everybody know how talented you are. You are so talented. Oh, and I have to say that you are my favorite actor at this point. And I'm so wanting you to just go far, 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 far.
Thank you so much. Thank you. God is so good. I'm really excited about the opportunities that he keeps presenting me and elevating me so much more. And, you know, it's just been a blessing to be able, even to hear you say those amazing words to me, and to see people across the country just, you know, tapping into what it is God has given me to do, and through the talent and the gifts that I have. And I'm just so grateful for it. You know, I'm super excited.
I'm super excited with you. I just want people to just get to know you who don't know you around the world, because, you know, this is internet, so it's everywhere. I just want them to know that you're Tony Grant, and you've been acting for how long?
27 years.
Wow. What was your first role?
I played in a play called A Good Man Is Hard to Find. It started back in 1990.
Wow.
And I've been working in the play business ever since.
That's amazing. And you were starting to say that you were 19.
No, I wasn't 19.
How old were you when you started?
Oh, wow. I was in my 20s. I was, what is this, 20, I had to be 25, 26, 27.
Wow. 26.
Yeah.
Well, Tony, what gave you the bug, what gave you that you could do this?
I stepped out on faith. I'd never taken an acting lesson. I'd never taken a singing lesson. And I remember I was at home in Charlotte, North Carolina. And at that time, I was doing a lot of work with John P. Keith and Isaac Noel and all those guys. And I just heard on the radio that they were holding auditions. Now, this is so amazing how God did this. They were holding auditions for this play, A Good Man's Hard to Find, the lead role. And the winner of the audition, because it was like a talent audition, the winner got $1,000 and the lead role. So myself and a brother named Desmond Pringle, who has recently moved out to California, we auditioned. And they were only auditioning 10 people at this audition. It was raining. It was cold. I had the flu.
Wow.
I stepped out, and when I got to the audition, I ended up being the 11th person. I was number 11 in line. So immediately, I just kind of felt defeated, like, okay, and I might as well go home. But the guy that was number 7, I wish I could remember his name, but he was number 7 in the line. He walked back to me and said, I don't know why I'm doing this, but take my spot and go on inside.
Wow.
And he was number 7 in line. So once I went inside, this gentleman by the name of Reverend David Payton, who's passed away, soon passed away, who wrote the play, he said to me, man, I don't know, it's something about you. And, but anyway, he ended up, so many people came after I got inside. There were so many people outside in the rain. So he opened up the doors for everybody to come in. I ended up, I auditioned, I won the lead role. I won $1,000, and I have not had to pick up the phone and ask for a job since 1990.
Wow. That so is was, so amazing.
It was ordained for me to do this, and because again, I don't have the accolades. I don't have the education to acting or singing. I trust the gifts and the instincts that God has given me, because what He does is perfect. So
right.
when we trust those instincts, it causes us to have a natural response. Let's put it that way. The natural responses come out, and that's what people feel when they see me perform. They see the natural response.
It is definitely so natural. So what were you doing before that first audition?
I was singing around churches, and I was playing. I had been in college and playing ball. And I remember I was working a job. I was doing a telemarketing job. And it was just, I was just like, God, this can't be it.
Right.
This just can't be it. And I was sitting behind this cubicle, and this lady, whom I never saw again, it was amazing. This lady walked up to me, and she said, because I was praying and asking God, I said, Lord, give me something else. Give me my purpose. Give me what you want me to do and what you have for me to do on this earth. And this lady walked up to me, older white lady walked up to me and said, in about 2 weeks, you're going to be out of here. Just like that. And then she said, don't look back. And when I tell you, I never saw that woman again, I went looking for her.
Wow.
and never found her. I said, okay, that was my angel.
Exactly.
Because after that, that's when I won the audition. And the rest is history. The rest is just blessing after blessing after blessing after blessing.
And this is what's so powerful. That's why I had to ask you that, Tony. What were you doing before then? Because I think a lot of people, you know, when they talk about having faith, it's easy to have faith when you're doing what you're doing. And you
right.
know, when you get a regular check every week or every 2 weeks, when you know, it's easy to have faith when you're able to pay your bills and things like that. But are you fulfilling your purpose? You know, and
right.
then is the sacrifice of being free, is that sacrifice to be bound by something that is not going to be fruitful in the long run or at the best that God has for you? Is that sacrifice to remain in a comfort zone worth you not going to, you know, stepping out on faith and trying what God is asking you to do to get more? And I would have to say no. And I tell people that all the time. You can't wait for the finances to come. You have to
nope.
wait until you got to do what God says for you to do and let Him bring what you need and bless you abundantly because of your obedience. You know, He always provides everything you need. And we do the opposite, right? As humans, we feel like we got to have everything intact. We got to have
mm-hmm.
the credentials. We got to have the
yes.
money. We, you know what I mean?
Yes.
We got to have this
yes.
and that, and then I'll go do it. Well, you know, the enemy's
yes.
going to hold you back as long as you can, because that's you. That's not what
yes.
God is saying. You know, Jesus didn't do that. He was an example. Paul didn't do that. He was an example. None of the disciples did that. They went out on faith and God provided.
Yes. That's right.
So
that's exactly
I'm very,
right.
very,
the Bible,
yeah.
Well, the Bible is clear when it says obedience is better than sacrifice. But we
yeah.
do. We have it backwards. We think if we go sacrifice and we do this and do this and do this, and you, if that's not what God is calling you to do. He's all calling us to be obedient.
Exactly. That's what He wants us to do. And that's what you did. And you are a living testimony and how the phone
yeah.
never stops. It's still ringing. Yep. You don't call. They're calling after you. I want to talk about Love Jones, that experience with all of them. I mean, I mean, what was that experience like for you?
You know what? I've worked with several of the people that were in that production. The producer, Melvin Childs, I'd worked with him like 8 years ago, and really, really, there were some amazingly talented people in that production. I think they're going to do some rewrites on it because Live Nations has picked it up now, And wow. we're actually scheduled to do a tour in August with that production. Amazing show that I think is a testament to every character I play. Because I seem to always play the character that deals with love and, between a man and a woman. That's very powerful. And I'm grateful for that because that's where my heart is. So God just put me right there. And it's so funny because I was talking to somebody the other day and they didn't get to see the play Married But Single 2. And then they said, I bet you played the husband, didn't you? Yeah,
but of course you did.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. And you're married in real. You're married now, right? Are you married now?
Yes, I am.
So I mean, and I'm sure that your wife is probably looking at your roles and things like that. I mean, you're bringing something. So the roles that you play is full of love. Everyone that I've seen, you're loving. You want your marriage to work. You're trying to, make it happen. You're growing through it. You're learning through it. And I mean, I just think that that to me just says a lot how God has anointed you, but has anointed your household to be a blessing to so many. Especially married couples and things that come and see that, and even single people that see the examples that you give when you're acting. But it also demonstrates, because you don't have any of the credentials, so you say, your experience, yeah. No, I'm saying, but your experience, you lay it out there. I'm serious. So,
yeah.
I mean, you got MC Light that was in Love Jones, the musical. You got Janicia. Janicia Bennett. You got all of them in there, and it's gonna be phenomenal.
Soul Child,
I know
all of them.
Who else?
Music Soul Child. They're talking about bringing in Maxwell, Chemistry, Anthony Hamilton. There's so many that they're talking about bringing in, and it's such an amazing opportunity because we'll be playing in front of between 6,000 to 10,000 people.
Oh my God. I mean, Live Nation was huge.
Yeah, I did that once, of course. I did that with Mr. Perry, with Tyler Perry, when we did Madea Gets a Job. I mean, it was 10,000 and up. So it's an awesome opportunity for me. And then the tour I just came off of, Married But Single 2, man.
Yes. Oof, talk awesome, about that. Awesome. Talk about how the carriers called you up. How did that happen?
Oh, that was a little unorthodox. one of the most talented brothers I've seen in a long time, Terrell Carter, was in the role that I was playing. And Jacarius called me up and said, "Tony, are you available? Can you come to Detroit?" I said, "Yeah, send me to Detroit." So my purpose is to watch. Everybody was watching Bill Bellamy's role, Carl Payne's role, as well as Terrell's role. Well, whatever issues that Terrell and Jacarius had, it didn't work out to where they were able to continue working. Now, mind you, he sent me the script. Once he sent me the script on the plane, and then when I landed, told me I had to go up for a matinee. I was like, "Whoa, wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
But, again, I used my God-given instincts and my God-given talent to retain, and I was able to go up and do that show on the matinee.
Well, I'm telling you, though, when I saw you in D.C., it was fire. I was so, oh, my God, and when you sang, it was just, I was so happy to know you. You know what I mean? I was so happy to know you, and I was so excited. I said, oh my God, he is getting ready to blow up. Even with all the experience that you've had and all of the opportunities, it's not over yet. I just want you to know that. It's so not over yet. You got so much more that God is getting ready to do. It's so quickly going to come, too. And I'm just so excited that you got, you know, people say the paper, but the connections that you've made, the people that have employed you, speaks volumes than any credential you could have got in school. I'm telling you that now. You got heavy-hitting names. You got heavy-hitter producers that have done work for you. You are really, really doing a great thing, and so I'm just really excited about everything.
Well, I'll tell I'm gonna go ahead and add to that, because I'm actually, for the month of June, going to that next level. Do you remember the movie War Room?
Yes.
Okay, the lady that played the old lady, her name is Miss Karen Abercrombie.
Yes.
She has written a one-woman show that is going to be on Broadway for the month of June. I'm starring with her in that show.
Wow, on Broadway.
Yes. On Broadway.
Broadway, but you on Broadway.
Yes, ma'am. This will be my first time. I've turned Broadway down about 4 times, and I said, no, if God, if you bring it back around, I'm not going to turn it around again. And he brought it back around. So when I got the call.
Oh, my gosh, Tony, congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm so excited. Look at God, y'all. See, this is what I'm saying. You know, Tyler Perry, his story. Tony Grant, his story. Steve Harvey, his story. You got to step out on faith. You
got to
just follow that that's burning in your heart. With God, if it's bugging you and bugging you, and you still getting up every day fighting it and putting it off, believe me, that thing that's bugging you is God. Believe me, it's God. You know the difference. You can ask God the difference to discern it, because there'll be, if it's easy and it's fleshly and you get the butterflies and all that, then it might be the enemy. But if it's like nudging at you, like if you don't get up, it's more than likely God. So you need to pray about it. Don't just dismiss it. Tony, what else is going on with you? I know you had mentioned a couple of things when I interviewed you at Love Jones in Augusta. What else is going on?
Well, I've got the Love Jones. I've got Married But Single 2, which is going back in the fall. I've got Chow Bella is the name of the play on Broadway. I've got a record coming out. My single is already out, called Angel, and it's doing well, and I'm going to drop another single in the near future. I'm doing another play in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, called Super Soul Sunday. It's a young lady by the name of Toussaint Dutchess who wrote it. She was also in Woman Don't Lose with Bishop T.D. Jakes. I'm also the lead singer of, remember the group Chicago?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I sing with Chicago, CTA. I'm doing some dates with them coming up in May. Let's see, I'm going to make sure I'm not missing anything.
Because it's a lot.
Yeah, I've got a lot going on. And I'm writing. I'm writing my movie. I'm finishing up a movie that I'm writing called Dark Faces. This movie is amazing.
I can't wait. But weren't you in a group before? Weren't you in some singing group before some years ago?
I was in the 90s. I was the lead singer of an R&B group called As Yet.
As Yet! Y'all got to remember As Yet. I mean, how was we going to leave? I'm so glad you brought up singing with the Chicago. I know he sang in a group, As Yet. So all of y'all 90s folks, y'all probably remember him from that As Yet, because y'all had some good songs. And I know I used to listen to him on the radio all the time, because I worked in the nail salon. So look, I went from the nail salon into now hosting shows with two. I got a podcast show, Tony, now that I want to interview you for. That's got over 4 million subscribers. It's Charisma Media. And they're my publishing company. So I'm inviting you in advance that I want to interview you, that so you can get even more exposure.
That would be my pleasure.
Yes. I mean, I have fallen in love with you as an actor. I love your talent.
Thank you.
I love the sincerity of it. I love the transparency of it. It's funny. It's heartwarming. I mean, I just love it. I just love what God has done for you. It's definitely amazing. And I normally don't do all of this. I'm telling you that I don't. So believe you me, I'm giving it to you real right now. Tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, Tony.
You can reach me. I don't mind. I give out my email address, which is anthonygrant22@gmail.com. Also, you can reach me on Facebook at Tony Grant or Anthony Tony Grant. You can reach me on Instagram at tgrant621. You can hit me on Twitter at Tony Grant Life. And then one other thing I meant to say, I have a nonprofit. I've got a nonprofit that I'm starting, and I'm building a school, a performing arts school in North Carolina where I grew up. But the beautiful part about this situation is three of my friends that I went to high school with, they're all pastors, and we're all coming together to build this school.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yes, it's called...
What kind of school is it?
It's a performing arts school, but it's really more of an etiquette school. It's a beginner school, and what we're doing is we're taking young people from the age of 10 to 19 or 20, and yeah, we're going to teach you the arts, but we're also going to teach you how to talk. We're going to teach you how to walk. We're going to teach you to pull your clothes up. Boy, young men, young ladies, you ain't got to show all your stuff. We're going to teach you etiquette, and the name of it is Men in Ministry in Christ.
Oh my God, Tony, that is so amazing.
It's called
I know what to pray for now. It's say it again, Tony.
M-I-M-I-C, Mimic.
Mimic. Okay, well, I know what to pray for now. And all of you prayer warriors, you pray that thing into existence, that everything will be provided, every need is met, that they have favor with the state, the city, and anybody else, construction, all of that stuff. that it will go smoothly, that there will be no glitches, nothing. In Jesus' mighty name, we just believe it to be so. And I'm just so thankful. God bless you, Tony.
Thank you, love. Thank you so much.
And
I appreciate it.
Please tell your family I said hello and much love to you all. And we got to connect again someday soon. And I look forward to running into you again.
Sounds good to me. And anytime, I'm here for you. You know, we any interviews, anything, I'm there. Let me know.
I appreciate that. All right, Tony. Until next time.
All right,
love you, doll. All right,
bye-bye.
All right, you guys, you heard it straight from Tony Grant. I've been telling you story after story. Everybody that comes on has the same testimony. God is the answer and the key. You got to trust him and walk by faith. All right, now stay tuned. We got Kayla Lauren coming on next with 5 minutes of slaying you, honey. She coming on in a second to give you that fashion tips. And right after these messages, we'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
What it is, everybody, it's your boy Country Wayne, Mr. Swag right in there, thing, and I'm on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Well, all right, Kayla, what you got for us, girl?
How you guys doing? So today I have some do's and don'ts of summer office fashion. Since it is getting a little warm, we still want to be cute in the office, but we also want to still be appropriate. So my first do for the office would be relax a little. So you do want to wear lighter fabrics. That'll be your cottons, your linens, your khakis. You do want to mix and match some casual pieces into your work attire. So you can do a nice casual t-shirt and cover it with a blazer. Or you can do a fancier blouse and pair it with a darker wash denim jean just to keep the appropriateness of the workplace. A don't I have is don't go too casual. You never want to wear shorts in the workplace. That's never appropriate. And you don't want to do any tank tops, anything that'll show your bra straps, anything that'll have too much shoulder or too much back out. You do want to dress up and wear dresses. Dresses actually help keep us ladies cool on the hot summer days. You want to keep your dresses with light, bright colors, soft patterns, nothing that's too distracting. But we don't want to do any spaghetti strap or strapless dresses. We don't want to reveal too much of the chest, the shoulders, or the back. We don't want anything thin. So our sundresses that we love to wear in the summer, we want to keep those for the weekend. Anything that's kind of see-through or too thin or too hugging into the curves, we do want to leave those for the weekend. Another do I have fun with your shoes. So if you are, you know, in a more business casual type place, you do want to have more fun. So you can do your chunky heels and wedges, something that has your toes out. Just make sure for us ladies, now that it's getting warm, we keep our toes pedicured and looking nice. That way we can wear them out in the workplace. But you never want to wear any flip-flops. You don't want to do anything that's too casual. Or I know we love our heels, lady, but nothing that's too high that'll prevent you from getting your work done or walking slower in the workplace. And my favorite, too, is accessorize. I love to accessorize. So that's with our chunky necklaces, our nice earrings. You could do a nice, thin, colorful belt. You can do a bold lip, a red lip, an orange lip. Anything that brings out the color, but you don't want to do any trends from head to toe. So no neon, no bold patterns. You don't want any clothing that distracts you from your work or who you are. You want to just keep it still, keep it professional. So those are the couple do's and don'ts that I had today for the workplace. Any questions?
Well, I do. This thing now where people are going out after work, you had mentioned about looking cute and stuff like that. Help people out with that a little bit. Like, what would you recommend if they're like going to after function that requires a more sex, you know, they're trying to find a date. They're trying to meet somebody. What would you refer for them to wear? Like, dress them up right now. Like, pick out their wardrobe right now. Because I don't think a lot of people understand or know how to work that. And you see that a lot on television and, you know, on shows and stuff like that. And it looks real cute. But how can we make this a reality for that girl?
I would say the best bet, if you have to go to an after-work function and you really don't have time to change, I always say you'll do a nice, sexy dress, but always pull it over for work with a blazer. So that way, once you're leaving work, you just take the blazer off, you have your dress on, you have your nice necklace and your sexy heels, and you're good to go. As well as if you wanted to do a nice pant and a nice top, maybe a top with it, that's sleeveless, that you can't really wear in the workplace, but, you know, you cover it up with a shawl or a shell or something to cover your shoulders up at work. But once you leave work, you pop that jacket off, that blazer off, and you're ready to go. So that's
pop
the easiest
off.
Place to go.
I know, that's right. See, that's how you do it, girls. That's how you do it. You just, see, you got to stay tuned to Dr. Gina's radio chat and follow Kayla on all of her advice and everything. Where can they follow you, Kayla?
You guys can follow me on Facebook. I'm under Kayla Penn Jones, P as in Paul, E-N-N-hyphen Jones. And I'm also on Instagram, and that is Penny Lane, P as in Paul, E-N-N-Y, underscore L-A-Y-N-E.
Well, I'm telling you, she just hooked you up, and she'll be doing this every month, faithfully slaying you right over the air. So you need to be writing this down and taking notes and everything right quick before you leave. For some girl that is just getting out of college or maybe a single mom that's on a budget, can you just name a couple of stores that you can refer to them that they can get, you know, nice and tight and all of that on a budget?
Yeah, so I would say number one for me, where I work is H&M. The cool thing about H&M is everything is a reasonable price, but also for us college girls and single moms, if your kids have old clothes or if you have old clothes, you're able to take them into H&M. H&M recycles the clothes and they give you a 15% coupon off your entire purchase, which is really fun. So that's one of my favorite things about that. So that's for everybody. So if you have old clothes, take them to H&M, get a coupon, and you're able to use that towards your entire purchase. I also like Zara. Zara is another one of my favorite stores. Some people look at it as expensive, but it's one of those places that you shop around, and you'll be able to find really good things for a really good price. And I would say, lastly, Nordstrom Rack. Nordstrom Rack is one of those stores that has so many brands at excellent prices. A lot of things, kind of have to look around and keep shopping and keep looking, but you'll definitely find what you're looking for at that reasonable price.
And you know what? I have to confess with Zara, because they actually have great sales. I went in there on one sale day and I cleaned up. Do you understand me? For under $100, I think I got like 3 skirts and about 4 shirts, sweater, you know, ish type of, and there's nice, like fancy dinnerish, you know, go out, you know, conference stuff. I mean, it was really, they really have great sales. They really do. So H&M, I'm a H&M girl too. And I love that you said that, because I on Excel on Monday, I was telling everybody that, you know, I've always been able to pick stuff from anywhere and just kind of match it up with something expensive or something, you know what I mean? Like, I don't just focus on a designer name of anything. We got to talk about that next time you come on, because we want to help the girls get right. So let's talk about budgeting and not being so caught up in name brands and stuff to look fly.
Exactly.
Because people don't even know that half the stuff I got on don't be name brand hardly at all.
I mean, it's all in how you wear it, not what you wear, but how you wear it.
Exactly. So listen, girls, Kayla is going to bring you your sassy on a budget. Okay. So you can look fly. And even the girls that's wearing $1,500 pants and $2,500 shirts, they're going to be looking at you saying how fly you are. And you're going to be like, my outfit only costs $150. So, you know, that's what we're trying to get you, because we understand times can be tough and we want you to look good. All right. Thank you so much, Kayla. You are awesome as always.
No problem. Have a good day.
All right. Until next time. All right. Now, we're getting ready to introduce you to a new member of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. But first, I want to bring on my main man, comedian A-Train, so he can help me introduce her.
What's going on, Dr. Gina?
What's going on, man? What's happening?
I'm good. I hear y'all racking up them sales over there, H&M and all that. Women always shopping.
You know it's on our mind. It helps us. It helps us keep the calm.
I dig it. I can't talk because I love to shop too. I can't talk. I just don't do them stores like that, man, because they don't have real man sizes. You know what I'm saying? What grown man wear an XS? What is that? That's a halter top.
I know my son shop in the men's department and he's 12.
But shout out to H&M doing their thing. What you got? What's going on?
Well, listen, we have a new member of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. She's going to be coming on every month, also talking about branding. You know, branding is the hottest topic. It can go from so many different entities, from personal branding to corporate branding to all kind of things. And she's an author, and I want you to help me welcome her. And I'm going to have her join on with us right now. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? This is comedian A-Train. He is my main man on here. So, you know, he'll always be on and you'll be able to chit-chat with him. You guys haven't met personally, but I want to introduce you to him and everybody that's a part of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Please help me welcome her. She is amazing. I want you to tell everybody your full name. I want you to talk about your book, and then I'm going to interview you.
Nice.
Okay. Well, hello, everyone. My name is Alicia Brooks, and I am so excited to be here. And I thank you, Dr. Gina, for allowing me the opportunity.
You are so welcome. So you are author of a book, and it's called?
Branding the Authentic You. And in that book, I have laid out some ways to actually brand yourself, personal branding, because a lot of people get it all twisted. Yes, you mentioned that word is always thrown out, and people don't necessarily know what it is. So I've written this book called Branding the Authentic You.
Well, it's amazing because people get PR work mixed up with branding. Is PR work and branding the same thing?
No, they get PR, they get marketing, they get advertising and sales and personal selling and branding all mixed and true. So, no.
Well, this is why I'm glad that you're joining us, because we want to make sure that everybody has a clear understanding what are stepping out on faith and, you know, building their brand or getting their message out there. That's why I wanted to have a PR on here, and I wanted to have a branding expert on here as well, because I want people to understand that there is a difference and that but it's a need for both. It's depending on, or do you need both at all times, or does it depend on what it is that you're actually branding?
Yeah, it depends on what it is. If you're doing something big and you need to get it out into the community, yes, PR is good. PR is the less expensive of it all, because normally it's free. Depending on what you're doing. But it's least expensive beyond advertising and marketing. So, yes.
So,
with the PR
work, so that's what gets you press release and get you on TV and get you on the radio and things like that. They are actually the ones that do the work to put that press kit together, that press release together for you. Is that accurate or no?
That's correct. However, okay. You need a brand before you do any marketing and advertising and PR.
Exactly. So you come first, and then the rest of the team kind of comes around. Okay, so let's start with you. What exactly can the listeners get from your book first? Let's start with that.
Well, in the book, I give you insight on how to actually come up with your message. So at each chapter, there is homework at the end. So by the time you finish my book, you should be able to have a clear message, some strategies on how to get started in your brand, and some strategies on how to get out there. A lot of people try to go way before, and they don't know how to actually do it. So my book lays that out. And with that, if they don't understand how to do that, I do the coaching and the consulting piece with that, because when it comes to your brand, you have to know what your vision and mission is first in order to start developing that. And so you have to have the foundation right first, so that your message is consistent across all social media and all mediums. And even if you're on the platform, on the stage, you're saying the same message. And people and your customers and your clients, your ideal clients, are not actually confused. So that's
I have to admit to this. Now, I don't know about you, A-Train, but I have to admit to this, that when I first started off, my message was so long drawn. I had to, like, be trained by my – I had to be trained by my team. Like, okay, you got 3 seconds. You're in the elevator. Right. You got 2 seconds. You got three. What can you say about it in just one sentence? Three words or less. I was like, oh my God. So it was. It takes a training. It's not just something you just throw out there. H-Train, what were you gonna say?
I was just saying, I was gonna let her know that this is so good and important, and a lot of artists and people who are out trying to do their thing and make their dreams happen, they don't understand these intangibles. Until it's too late most times, because it's just like it's a law, you know, and it's like the law of gravity, you know, whether you are aware of it or not. You step off the edge of that roof, you're going to hit the ground, you know what I mean? So whether you knew about it beforehand or not, it doesn't remove the importance of it. And I know of some comedians right now where they had an opportunity to showcase their talent on a major platform. I'm talking about a major platform to receive major exposure, and they got to they got to the point of being suggested or recommended, and the people were open to using them, but they went to this person's social media platform and saw some of the behavior, saw some of the language that was used on social media, and they rejected this particular comedian for being used on this major platform in fear that they were compromised or jeopardized their brand. And, you know, and I try to tell comedians out here, it's like, listen, you know, this social media world, it'll get you caught up if you're not focused. You know, you have to be intentional about what you put out there. If it's in harmony with your brand, then so be it. But if you're not channeling your gift or your energy or your talents in favor of your brand, then you're going to run up on situations where you're going to have the door slammed in your face because you're not marketing yourself properly. You're not packaging yourself properly, and you're not presenting a message that is conducive to what it is that you're trying to do. So, I mean, what she's putting out, man, I'm telling you, it's important.
Yeah, and Alicia, this is the thing, too. I think a lot, what I'm so glad about you joining in is because a lot of people don't understand that once that foundation is laid, everything grows from there. You just, it's a pattern. You just keep it going and keep it moving because you're already in routine. Yeah. That you know what you're standing for. Like he was saying, everything needs to be related to that brand. Is that correct? I mean, once that foundation is laid and there's some consistency and you've sown into it, doesn't it just kind of build up from there?
It does, and that's why I always tell clients how you enter into the market is how people are going to perceive you initially. So you can either go into the market, let's say flea market level, which is people try to do it yourself branding, and like you mentioned, that does not get you places, and it gets you out of places. Or you go into like the mall level where, you know, you have nice high-end good stuff. And then you have boutique. So however you enter your brand into the market, that's how people are going to perceive you. And so if you have done anything prior to, trust and believe, they're going to go back and look at it. And how you show up every single day. I tell my clients and students, you know, you wear your brand every day. How you dress, how you talk, how you look, what you put out there on social media, how you behave. All of that perceives you. So you have to be on your T's and Q's because you wear your brand every single day.
Let me ask you this. This is a real crucial question, and I want everybody to know where to follow you and everything, because this is something that I just want to give you snippets of what I feel like the people need to know. As far as like when you and A-Train had said, you know, you got to be careful about what you put out there and everything. Okay, so if it's concerned, and I'm just speaking, this is a general question. If you put out something there that's related to your brand, is sometimes, can this be controversial at some points? And how do you deal with controversy when you're representing a brand? Because everybody's not going to like what you put out there. Everybody's not going to agree with what you put out there, even though it makes sense with your brand. How do you handle that kind of situation?
Well, first, you have to stay true to yourself. So if there is controversial, whether you go on the internet anyway, you're going to have pros and cons. People always have opinions. So staying authentic and being true to yourself, that is first. And creating that message around that. If that's what you stand for, let that be what you stand for. You don't have to make it where it's all negative, but you can put a positive spin to it. So if people come for you in a different way because of different opinions, let that be okay.
Okay.
You still stand true to your own brand, your message, your foundation, and your vision, and it's okay.
And I think you and I, H-Man, can relate to that in our, you know, what we do in so many different ways. You know, but the grace about it all is that if you keep the brand, this, you know, the same message behind it and what you represent, I think that that just, it weighs out so many different things. Because, you like, I mean, even when I oversaw, I was an overseer of a church, let me tell you, if people don't like the chairs, they're not going to like your robe. They're not going, they want you in a robe when you're wearing a dress. I mean, somebody's always going to not like something. They're not going to always agree. The church may not agree with you, you know, doing, you know, relating to secular stuff. And I mean, all of that stuff. So as long as you're able to balance it, I think when God is in it overall, he just has a way of balancing it where it draws everybody to the same purpose, you know what I mean, the same message at the end of the day. And that's why I love comedian A-Train, because, you know, without, you know, so much, you know, it's not a preaching or whatever, and he's a believer, but yet, you know, he can relate to so many. It's just an anointing, and that's part of his brand. And that's the same way I feel like God has done with me, and I'm pretty sure with you, Alicia. What were you going to say, A-Train?
Just to tie into her answer to your question, just to echo that, or, you know, to jump on that bandwagon, to say that I definitely agree with what she put out, you know, for that approach. Because, you know, like on the business side, like in my world, you know, you find comedians having to try to backpedal with situations by trying to tell people, oh, no, I can do clean comedy. I don't have to curse, or, you know, I can do a clean set, when that's their backpedaling, trying to, you know, get into some doors because what they're putting out there. And my point is, you know, whether they know it or not, the people who write the checks and the people who really have, you know, platforms that can be beneficial to you, these people and that level, they're always conscious of branding. So a lot of decisions that they're making, these artists, they're not aware of it. You know what I mean? And then they're finding themselves to be in a situation where now you have to try to explain and undo whatever this image that these people have of you. And like, even with me, you know, like being a clean comedian, you know, but I had a tremendous Christian following, you know, and I had to play my cards right. And especially when, you know, like being affiliated with different Christian radio stations and being on their shows, I had to walk a fine line because I had secular booking agencies looking at me, national booking agencies looking at me, trying to figure out if they're going to pick me up or not. So I had to play my cards right and just present myself straight up the middle, because I didn't want to lose the opportunity of going on these national platforms or these nationwide clubs, because in that world, they can't bring a quote unquote Christian comedian because they can't market that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So my point to you all is, even on this side of being a clean comedian, I still have to obey the rules and the principles that, you know, Brooks is putting out, you know.
Exactly. And that's what you explained it perfectly, A-Train, because that's your world. So, but that's what I was saying. The same thing with me, you know, being in ministry and then being a fitness trainer. It's just like, how's this going to go together? But, you know, God has done it, and it is a fine line, and you still have to represent, and you still have to, you know, just whatever. It's the laws of the whole thing, like you said, A-Train, is just what makes it work. And God, and again, if you follow the principles and he sends you out there, he's going to make it work. So, Alicia, we ready for you. You wasn't expecting all this, huh?
This is good stuff, though.
But it's good stuff.
But go to your point, too. I have Brandique with You, which is my main company, and I have a brand called Authentic Lifestyle. And so doing corporate trainings and retreats and stuff, it's different when you go into corporate America. No, they don't want to do the God stuff. But you can create your brand to stick to what it is you stick to, and you don't have to go in doing all that. There's a way of presenting yourself that still glorifies God to you.
Yeah,
so, absolutely.
Yep.
There's just a balance you have to do. there's a way.
And that will help you reach more people. I mean, because I think about every door that I've been able to go through, and, you know, as well as both of you, you know, it's always the same light. It's always the same, you know, persona. I mean, they're picking up that there's something there. It's, you know what I mean? They're knowing it by the way, you know, I carry myself and the message that I'm saying, even when I'm talking without even, you know, saying Jesus' name every time or God's name every time or whatever. I mean, they can tell that it's something. And, you know, without, you know, doing everything else like cussing and all of that stuff, you don't have to do all of that for the light to shine. God can, you know, God will definitely draw people to him through you if you just do it the way, you know, you can. I think about Mary. They went into bars and was singing their, you know, praise and worship songs. I mean, they welcomed them to the, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely ways. And I'm sure that they're going to get so much out of you every month. We're so excited to have you. How can they follow you?
Well, you can go to, my website is Elisha Brooks, so let me spell Elisha because I get all kinds of spelling. It's E-L-Y-S-H-I-A Brooks. You can go to my website for that. I'm on Facebook. My Facebook business page is Brand Meekly, B-R-A-N-D-N-I-Q-U-E-L-Y, Brand Meekly U. And then I'm on Instagram and Twitter and all of it. So you can do Elisha Brooks or Brand Meekly U.
Well, all right. Well, welcome, 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 welcome to Dr. Gina's radio chat. And as you can tell, we really are excited about having you, aren't we, A-Train?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, all right. Until next time, girly, we can't wait to hear from you. Your bullet, your points and everything. You're going to have your 5-minute segment. We're just going to sit back, listen, and take notes and just go from there, okay?
All right. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Next month, we'll hear from you. All right. Well, A-Train, listen, I wanted to tell you this because I'm so glad you was able to come on. I know you love this branding stuff, this PR stuff. That's why I was like, he's got to come on with this. A-Train, I just want to tell you, like I was telling Tony Grant, I mean, you know, I love what you do. I don't know. I feel a little love bug coming on over me today, and I want everybody to know it. I just want you to know that I love, love, love your talent. I love what God has given you. I love how you represent. I love your consistency, but I love the fact, like I told Tony, I love how your wife is there and how you can, how what God has given you exemplifies what's going on at home. I love that. I love that on the stage, you exemplify your marriage, you exemplify your faith, you exemplify all of that on top of being funny. And you had made a comment on your Facebook page, and I really wanted you to know, I hope you took it the right way, but I was saying that, you know, how you're able to go all these different places is just like Jesus, and God has given you anointing through you telling jokes, you know what I'm saying, and being funny and being welcoming, and oh God, it just touches me. I mean, I'm fasting, y'all, this week, so maybe I'm getting a little more emotional. But I'm just saying, I just wanted you to know that from me to you that I love you, Tracy, and what you all represent. And I know I tell you that all the time. And I believe in telling people stuff while you can. Don't wait, and you know what I'm saying, while they can enjoy it and embrace it. Anyway, that's all I wanted to tell you.
I appreciate it, and know that we love you too and love what you have going on in this platform and just the many dimensions that you're, you know, catering to people, you know, on multiple sides, not just the fitness, but, you know, the spiritual side, I mean, the entertainment side. I mean, you're pumping life in a lot of avenues. So, you know, I'm happy for you as well. And I didn't take it the wrong way. No, I saw it, and I saw it in passing, but it was like, I got it. You know what I mean? So it was good, and I appreciate that. We're just walking this thing out, Dr. Gina. We're just walking this thing out.
I know, but just to let you know, we got something to celebrate since we've been on air. Doug just told me that we have raised up the listening bracket 2 to 3 times. More listeners. Yes.
What? That's good news.
I know, right? This is the bomb. I'm so excited.
That means it'll be cool for us to talk about that Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson is
Let's talk about it.
Listen, Janet Jackson is the player of all players. You cannot tell me she didn't understand what was going on. Her prenup says that if she stays in that marriage for 5 years, she will earn $500 million. And Janet Jackson stayed in that marriage 5 years and 2 months, which lets me know the paperwork was already in motion before she got to the five-year term. Because when you're in a situation like that, there's a lot of red tape involved. You got to have a lot of meetings with your lawyer, your attorneys, and all of that stuff to get things straight. So the paperwork was already in motion by the time Janet got to that five-year term. And listen, she was out of there, and she's out of there with $500 million.
That's patience, people. Move. That's what you're saying. Patience. She was patient with that thing. She was like, oh, I'll go through all of this $500 million. Okay, we can do this.
Listen, that's a player move right there. She pimped the system. She pimped the system, Dr. Gina. I don't care. I'm interested in every interview that she's possibly going to have after this, because I know she's going to try to clean it up and try to explain to people that it ain't how it looked. But listen, my mama say I was born at night, but it just went last night. Everybody in the world knows what card that was. Come on now. Come on, man.
I know that is like the talk of the whole week right there. She trumped everything. I don't even know what trending topics to be even more better than that. That was the trump right there.
Janet Jackson was on tour. She was on tour selling out all over the country. And she came off that tour and everybody's like, oh, man, what happened? Where's Janet Jackson? Why is she canceling dates? It's like, oh, we heard that she wasn't feeling well. Come to find out, no, Janet's pregnant. Janet done dropped that baby, then locked that billionaire in. Listen, signed that prenup for 5 years. Listen, Janet went after some bigger dollars. Forget the concert. She came off her own tour, and Janet went after that $500 million. Oh,
my
God.
She did that. She did that. A-Train, tell everybody what's coming up for you right now. What's going on?
This weekend, I will be at Deshaun Kirkland's album release. I'll be doing a special appearance through there. And then also April 21st, I'll be at the Rich Theater with Bo, last name Dacious.
Yay!
We're going to be doing our thing. Yeah, you know what? Next week, I think I'm going to set it up to where he can come on the show and talk about the show, get
yes,
a chance to meet
please.
You and all that
get
stuff.
Him on.
So, yeah.
Yep,
we'll get
let's
a chance
do that.
To
with
do
the
that.
Comedy show, we got a comedy show next week. That'll be bomb.
That'll be perfect. Yeah, absolutely. So, I got my dude, Bo, coming in, man. Right now, tickets are on sale. You can go to Groupon and get them right now while they're available. You go to Groupon.com and just research A-Train Live, The Experience, and you'll see those tickets there. If not, definitely you can go to Ticketmaster.com or you can go to the box office at 904-807-2010. And you can order those tickets over the phone at 904-807-2010 right here in Jacksonville, Florida at the historical Rich Theater. So. That's
yes,
what we got
you gotta
up.
Go get it, and be in it. And he's gonna be on. We're planning it. We're gonna speak into existence. He'll be joining us next week. We got a funny show for y'all next week. We're gonna keep it real and it's gonna be funny. We're gonna bring some comics
nice.
On here, female and males. It's gonna be everything. You want to tell your friends to tune in next Wednesday. And thank you so much for being so loyal to us and telling your friends about the show. I mean, I'm just in awe. I haven't even really been able to really absorb. Orbit yet, A-Train, but I'm very, very thankful and just in awe of what God is doing with this platform. Tell everybody where they can reach you at.
They can hit me up on Twitter at A-Train Live. You can hit me up on Facebook at A-Train Live, The Experience. And I'm also on Instagram under Do It Again and See What Happens. And I'm on Snapchat under Comedian A-Train. So get at me, people. Dr. Gina, we got to figure out how to do a Facebook Live together or Periscope together, some kind of way, next time you're down in this area, see how we can get together, do a live video, so we can talk about the advancement and the improvement and the numbers of your on your show.
Yes, we got to do that. We got to do that.
Yeah.
We're going to make that work. I want you all to know, I want you to live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We love you over here at Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And thank you so much for making this show so successful. God bless you all. Until next time, take care.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live. live whole, living in destiny.